Hello and welcome back to the Misfits podcast, rated 5 stars on iTunes by BigDick805. He says, so basically, this podcast makes me become Tracer and Winston.
Oh, good.
great yeah? review there. The problem is that I'm already Winston, so I mean, that's just an invalid review.
Well, you should probably go McCree then if you're already Winston.
I already chose McCree.
All right. Have you tried picking...
Bastion. I want to be Bastion.
Nerf Bastion!
What?
Bastion. Are you serious? Are you being serious right now?
Bastion doesn't need a nerf.
I'm joined today by my fucking annoying co-hosts, iNotorious, a.k.a. Matt.
What it do?
McCreamy, a.k.a. Jay.
Hello there.
The man Swagger Souls himself.
That's right, that's me.
Toby on the telly.
I'm a faggot.
And so, okay, that was a.k.a. Mason.
I'm the opposite.
Toby just likes to go into rooms and announce himself that way. It's how he just...
Hello, I am a faggot!
Awesome. And we're kicked off iTunes.
Sir Faggot Esquire.
I love how Mason just throws down the fucking reverse card on it.
Yeah. Big, you know, I want to carry those around and throw them at people when I mean them.
Just drop a no you
reverse card. Jesus Christ.
All right. A bar fight, fucking chuck down a reverse card. Oh shit, he's got a wild card. The guy starts punching himself in the face.
Stop hitting yourself. guys, what the fuck's been going on? You're still in Melbourne. You got some stories, apparently. Let's hear.
Where do we begin?
Me and Matthew. We went out.
What'd
and
you say?
Matthew.
Excuse me? We're gonna. Where are you going?
Dude, shut the fuck up, Matthias. All right, continue.
Matholomew. Yeah,
we decided one night. Well, we really didn't decide. I think it was my editor, and I think your editor as well, Mitchell, decided that we should go out and do some shit. So I was like, "Yeah, fuck yeah! I'm not doing anything important. So let's go do that." And so he was like, "Well, let's go out to a billiards bar." And I was like, "Yeah, let's fucking shoot some pool, fucking drink some drink, get fucking crunk." So we go out into the city, we go to this fucking billiard bar place, and we got our billiard table, and then we found out
that place was so scuffed, though. Remember, like, the walk up yeah, the stairs? Okay, we had to walk up the fire escape stairs that were made of wood.
Dude, that place, that's the place I went to with Bucks, and we swear there were demons in there.
Yeah, it was
yeah, dude, when me and Bucks went into that place, there was no one else in there but me and him, and it was fucked because we thought the clerk there was like a spirit or some shit.
Were you fucking stoned?
We were so stoned. We were
yeah. Don't you have a whole story from that night? You were gonna tell that on the podcast with Bucks, but you never did.
It was so fucked.
Do you want to try it? Try it.
Right. Wait to have Bucks on again.
Let's continue
this
one first. All right. So, yeah, we get there.
We get our fucking table, and we're all just playing billiards. And I'm like, where's the alcohol to consume, you know, to intoxicate myself? And they said, they don't serve beer here. And I was like, okay. So we finished our pool game, and then we went to a bar down the street. And then we got a couple of shots, had some fun. There was, I think it was called, like, Naked Satan or some shit. It was this satanic-ass bar. We fucking walk in there. There was, like, fucking... wallpaper of naked women and buff ass guys, and it was really arousing.
Like, buff
more
ass
so
guys.
The women,
fuck
more
yeah.
so the women than the buff men.
Were all the waitresses really goth? Please tell me that.
I don't
really
know.
Goth.
I wasn't fucking looking at
please.
Them. I was drinking.
No.
Yeah, there was a bitch with a shaved head that was pouring us drinks. Yeah, so yeah, I guess so. Guess they were the little big titty guy.
Sure, it wasn't Mason.
After that, we went to a fucking arcade that was in the that big fucking shopping mall place.
It scams your money. It's actually a rip-off.
It wasn't that bad. I had fun. I won a stuffed animal.
Yeah, I won a stuffed animal too, and that apparently tilted Chad into oblivion, and he wasted like $30.
Dude, Chad wasted $30, $40 trying to get this fucking stuffed animal, and he just kept getting fucked.
He's a gambling addict.
Holy shit! Speaking of dreams, another part of the dream I had last night is when.
What are you talking about?
Let him segue. Go.
Me and Chad robbed a bank together, and he was the leader. It was so fun. See, he knew everything. Like, he knew it all.
In a dream?
See, Fitz, here's the problem with the segue. He's segueing, saying, oh, another thing about this dream, but we didn't talk about the dream on the podcast. No. He's segueing from something we talked about before the podcast.
It doesn't exist.
He's got like a 5-minute loop delay, like he's live streaming still. Anyways, yeah, Chad just goes up these claw machines. He's like, yo, I'm going to win one of these things. I'm like, all right, bet. And then I go up to the one next to him, and on the second try, I get a fucking stuffed animal.
Yeah.
And I think Swags does it.
What kind of stuffed animal was it?
Oh, it's a little green cat. It looks nice. Looks like a watermelon. I call it
nothing tops the teddy, so shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah. That's got history to it. That's different.
Wet history.
I'm playing, like, all these fucking, like, there was a bunch of, like, racing games and shit, and I was just playing the arcade shit, and then I walk over, I see Chad is pulling his fucking hair out, trying to get the stuffed cat, and I'm like, yeah, can I give it a try? He's like, sure. I swipe my card, and I just fucking, I go with a crane, I click the button, and I get it first try, and he's just like, oh my god! Like that, and he was so fucking tilted, and he goes, all right, boys, it's drinks, we're getting drinks, because this arcade had a bar. So we had a couple shots of whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, yo, we had old fashions there.
Vodka.
They had literally the nicest old fashions I've ever seen in the middle of some random ass, like, overpriced, like, arcade in the middle of a mall. Like,
I'll never trust the word of a fireball drinker on that.
I'll send you a photo of these things. These are literally the nicest ones, like, better than, like, Nobu and shit like that. Like, they were actually the best things ever.
It had a cube made of ice in the middle that you'd hit your lip on and couldn't drink any of the alcohol. It was really inconvenient, but it looked pretty. But after that, we were like, well, let's go to the pancake parlor because there's one in the fucking mall. And we were like, let's just fucking hit the pancake parlor. It's, you know, it's open 24/7. We go there and it's fucking closed. So we're just like, okay, what the fuck do we do?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's like, oh, let's just go get ramen instead. I'm just like, nah, bitch, listen.
No, we wanted pancakes.
I've never had done a pancake run at like 3 a.m. before. So I was like, fuck this. We're getting pancakes. We're like blackout drunk at this point. I was just like, okay, fuck it. We're going to this mall that's like a 20-minute Uber ride away. And everyone's like, oh, I don't want to go like a 20-minute Uber ride and shit like that. But everyone's drunk. No one's going to know the difference between a 10-minute ride and 20-minute Uber ride.
Yeah. Me and Matt were committed to the pancake lifestyle.
Oh, no. You were committed. Pancakes. You were like, oh, no, let's just go get ramen. And I was like, nah, bitch, listen, I know. I was trying to appeal to the inner American in you. I was like, listen, motherfucker, we're getting those pancakes. And you're like, you know what? We're right. We're getting those pancakes. I'm like, hell
what
yeah.
Time,
that's the spirit.
What time in the morning is it right now?
This was like 4 a.m.
Yeah, like
4 a.m.
So, like, we couldn't figure it out. We were so drunk at this point. So I'm like, okay, just navigate to this mall. And we just got two Ubers and Ubered straight there. But we got, like, on the wrong side of the mall when we got dropped off. And they're like, oh, the pancake parlor is on, like, the opposite side. So we're like, it was like a 15-minute walk all the way around this mall. So we're just like slowly walking through. And then at one point, we cut through a parking lot, like an underground parking garage.
It's like a parking garage.
Yeah. And then we're like, okay, we're going to run to like pick up the pace and like hurry up this 15-minute walk. And then everyone, like Chad said, yo, everyone's got like Naruto running shit. So everyone's Naruto running.
Wait, Naruto running? Arms behind you?
Like arms behind you, pull up anime running. Naruto running.
Okay.
Wait, stop. Why are you pronouncing it like that? Why are you saying like Naruto? What the fuck is that?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Why are you saying Naruto?
I've never watched it. My bad.
I love Naruto.
It's Naruto.
I never seen it either, but I know it's fucking Naruto, all right?
Naruto.
It's Naruto.
Turns out Naruto is actually the correct pronunciation.
You uncultured swine, it's Naruto.
Okay.
Naruto.
Back to the story. So I was very intoxicated at this point. Just as a preface, normally I would never, ever get caught dead Naruto running, but I made this one exception because it was dark in a parking garage. So I put my hands behind my back and just start fucking running full speed. I'm fucking Usain Bolt running right through this parking garage. And as I'm running, it's really dark and I can barely see anything. And I'm approaching these little metal racks on the ground right by my ankles. And I'm like, oh, shit, this is a shopping cart corral. And so I lift, I'm doing like these vaults over it. I manage to get my feet over three of them, and then I just smash my left ankle into the last one, and I just fucking fall over and eat shit on this fucking pavement. Smack my head. My leg was fucking, like, I twisted my ankle and my knee, and there was a big fucking bruise. And I put a hole, I put two holes in my Balenciaga
No! shoes. Wait, you actually yeah. did?
Hey, lucky yeah. you had your helmet on, though.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, you had your helmet on?
No, I didn't. Oh, okay. I didn't.
I'm trying to picture how this jump went, because it's so there's a shopping corral, like one of those things that they pop.
It was
like
a
hop. Okay. It was, I hopped over three of them, and then the last one got my ankle, and then I just fucking fell over.
What? So how high are these things? Are these things like ankle height high?
They're just about ankle.
Oh, okay.
Ankle height.
That makes sense.
Maybe, yeah. So I managed to hop over fucking three, and they're just, fuck, you know, right on the fucking ground, and I was just lying down, and people were still running past me. They didn't see that I fucking fell.
Oh, I saw it. I saw everything in slow-mo. It was glorious. The dude just Narthe runs in a fucking cart corral.
There's two people next to us, and, you know, I think it was our friend Jeremy's girlfriend, and then I think B, she fucking came over, and they're like, are you okay? I was just on the ground. I was like, I'm just going to wait. Like, yeah, I was like, I don't know if I'm okay, because I felt this searing pain in my leg, and I wasn't sure if I broke it or not.
Thankfully, you were drunk, at least. At least you, like, hit it when you would have been, like, slightly more limp.
Thank God for that old-fashioned, dude. It's a fucking painkiller and a half. And dude, I was sitting there. I just felt this sting. Like, I knew my leg was hurt, but it just wasn't, like, hurting because I was fucking drunk. And so I was just holding on to it and just breathing, waiting for, like, the adrenaline to go down. And then I ended up getting up, and I had to fucking hobble my way to the fucking pancake parlor.
We did eventually get there, and it was a 24-hour one, so we got our pancakes. By the time we got there, it was like 5 in the morning.
Were they worth it?
Yes, drunk pancakes at 5 a.m. is a 10 out of 10 experience.
It was really good. Like, we were really loud, and, like, there was two other people there, and they just left as soon as we got there.
Yeah, and Jeremy was getting, like, all self-conscious. He's like, dude, man, they're gonna know we're fucking drunk here and shit. What the fuck, man? I'm like, dude, it's a 24-hour pancake place. I'm like, we're their normal clientele right now at 5 in the morning.
So true. Like, so true.
Real normal clientele. Yeah. Especially when Chad said the N-word just as a black lady sweeping the floors behind him. And literally,
too.
And
remember
it was
Uber?
Just, the Uber ride.
Fuck,
Uber.
It was
oh
my
God.
Uber rating too on the line.
Fuck. Never take Ubers with Chad.
Yeah, never put Chad in the front seat when you have a minority that's drunk.
He was incredibly intoxicated. Let's just leave it at that. It was not.
It was interesting.
Chad, for the listeners at home, I think you mentioned that he's Anything for Views, but if they don't know who Anything for Views is, he was famously banned from Twitch for saying the N-word on live stream directly to, like, a black woman. Over and over again, like, and you know, so you know, this is the kind
of
person. He's a great. He's not a racist guy, but he's just, you know,
he's
over
the top with his humor.
Well, his sense of humor is basically pushing every fucking boundary possible. You know, far beyond what any of us are kind of have ever done. So, I'm not saying I agree with it, but you know, fucking, that's Chad, and Chad's a character. So,
yeah,
yikes.
It was really interesting, but dude. When he said it, and everyone just snapped their head, everyone just dropped their forks, looked at him, and then looked at the lady behind him, and she just, like, did, like, this side eye, like, just looked over, and then just started doing her work again. And then Chad just started bursting out into a fit of laughter, and everyone else started laughing, too.
What, in the but pancake, like, place?
Encouraging the behavior.
Dude, I love Australia.
We just started laughing.
Dude, imagine how different that would have gone in IHOP, like, in America.
Oh,
imagine how different.
Yeah, we've been Waffle House. Waffle House.
Whatever, yeah. If you did that in America, there'd be 10 people immediately filming you, and everyone would be like, dead
quiet.
Yelling
world star?
World star! World star!
And like 10 guys, 10 black guys would jump over the counter and start beating the shit out of Chad. That's what would happen in America.
I'd love to get that on film.
One day it's going to happen to him. One day he's going to fuck up and he's going to get his ass kicked by like 20 guys. And
I hope they're going to film it. That's all I'm
And it's all going to be on tape. You know, it's all going to be on
tape.
But
yeah, that was 5 a.m. pancakes. And that was also the night before I uploaded my Ring of Elysium video. Wow. So, I actually had to push it back a day because I overslept.
So how's your ankle now?
Oh, it's all right. I can fucking walk on it. It just, it hurts. Yeah. It more so hurts on my knee when I like move it around.
Oh, it hits
it's
your
nothing
knee.
Too bad.
Like a sprain, yeah. You think it was? Just like a sprain?
I really, yeah, I think I just bruised the bone or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, there's like no meat on your kneecap anyway.
Yeah.
So
it's, but yeah, it's all right. I can walk, I can run if I have to run. Yeah. So,
have you guys ever broken a bone?
Yes.
No, actually, I've never broken
I have.
Yeah. I have no clue how I haven't, though. I've done so many fucking dumb things as a kid.
Yeah,
like, it's actually a miracle.
I broke my arm when I was little.
Oh, yeah? How'd that happen?
I was swinging on the monkey bars at a little playground.
That's how it happened.
And I tried to do a cool move to show off, and I literally just fell like... It must have been 20 feet or some shit, and I like straight onto my arm.
It's like three
and
fences.
And then I did that.
No, it isn't. 3 feet. That's half a fence.
I did that thing where you like, as a kid, you just try and be brave, and then you just do that. And then I ran off and yeah,
a slow release.
Yeah. Arm and hands. Which arm did you break?
I think it was my right arm. It was.
Speaking of which, your arm. What else happened to your arm this week, Jay?
Well, today, literally a few hours ago, I got my first ever tattoo with my dad as like a thing because yeah.
Are you gonna say what it is, or you just want to post it later?
Yeah,
I'll post it.
I'll post
okay,
it,
won't ruin the surprise. Won't ruin the surprise.
It was a good experience to get one with my dad because he's fully into tattoos.
I assume you're gonna post it on your Instagram.
Yeah, that will.
Do you want to plug that?
No,
so people know where it is.
No. At McCreamy. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So it took 2 hours, did it?
Yeah, 2.5 hours. I was so nervous beforehand because I was like, okay, this looks like it's gonna hurt. And no, it didn't. It was like a weirdly nice pain.
Yeah. Your wrist is like one of the spots that doesn't hurt as much as like.
It was just like a scratch. It literally just felt like I was getting like.
So.
Yeah.
How big is it?
Not very, but very detailed.
Is it like a similar size to my tattoo?
Probably twice the size of that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is it in the same place as both Toby's and Zuckle's tattoo?
Lower.
On their wrist?
Lower than
that. Yo, do we all have to get wrist tattoos now? Holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have a fucking tattoo on my wrist that just says ice.
God, please don't. Please don't say this joke, Swagger.
I got ice on my wrist.
Shut up.
Swagger, your whole life will be an awkward silence if you do that.
The tattoo I imagine Swagger getting is like a half man, half bald eagle, just like dual wielding machine guns.
No, jewel wielding. Literally wielding two jewels.
Be perfect.
Jewel wielding.
Dude, speaking of my jewel, speaking of my fucking jewel, I ran through 7 packs. In a month.
Oh, God, you got a problem, man. You got issues.
Yeah, a real big problem. I ordered 4 more. So hopefully they'll be here in the next 2 to 5 days because I need them really bad because I have a nicotine addiction.
Are you going to try gradually cutting back on those or are you just going to live with your problem for the rest of your life?
I'm just going to live with my problems for the rest of my life.
I remember when he said he was going to stop when he ran out of jewel pods. And then the second he did, he was like, yo, can I put like vape juice in these things or some shit and refill them? I'm just like, oh boy, here it goes.
No, I knew I could refill them. It's just I don't want to refill them with watermelon ice. That's fucking disgusting.
Or you
I'm
can
hitting
just quit
it right
smoking
now
them. That works too, you know?
Fuck you.
Whoa.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not going to support your bad habit. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear.
All right. Anyways, moving on.
Kids at home, do not buy jewels. Do not smoke jewels.
It's not worth.
It's not worth getting a nicotine addiction. I was addicted to cigarettes. That's why I switched to the jewel. Now I'm addicted to the jewel, and now my life is hell. So don't do it.
After we talked about jewels on the podcast the first time, we received an alarming amount of iTunes reviews saying, thanks to Swagger Souls, I just bought my first jewel. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, they were joking, obviously. At least I hope. But, you know. Don't buy jewels, guys. It's
it ain't worth it.
All your hopes and dreams will go up in smoke.
Yeah, and your money because there's buying jewel pods every fucking.
Well, I mean the jewel is like changing a bunch of rules now where they're trying to make it way harder to get them for kids and stuff, which is
yeah.
Good.
I also heard they removed like flavors too. Now it's gonna be like just regular flavors. Like,
they've removed all the fruity kid friendly flavors from like corner stores, like fucking 7-Elevens and convenience stores and all that shit. But you could still buy like tobacco, mint, and menthol, which is really all people smoke anyways.
They just need to ID people better. You know. They just don't do it at most.
No,
places.
Well, I can just. You know, they'll sell it for like, age 21 plus can buy it in most states.
Yeah.
And you fucking go there and, you know, you're underage and you just go up to the fucking guy and you're like, yeah, I want some jewel pods. And then they're like, okay, yeah, that'll be like $30. And then they're like, okay. And then you just, there you go.
Must be good for the corner store owners. They must be making bank off jewel pods and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, until they get caught by a fucking secret customer.
Yeah. And then yeah. Yeah. Don't be such a square, Swagger. Don't be such a square.
What the fuck?
Don't be a square, man. Don't tell the cops. What are you talking about? Jewels cool, kids. Kidding. Don't buy jewels. God, what am I saying?
Jewels are uncool.
What else are we going? Is that your whole pancake story? Is that everything?
Yeah, pretty much. We just fucking ate pancakes, went home.
Fucking great.
Damn. We're always wild over here at the Misfits podcast.
Yeah, we eat pancakes.
Falling over and eating pancakes.
It's a lifestyle, boys.
What else has been going on? I feel like I'm missing out on so much now that you guys are all kind of together and I'm over here by myself.
Oh yeah, I arrived here yesterday. I am now in Melbourne.
Yeah, Toby's now there too. Everyone's just fucking packing up and leaving, man.
Yeah, I'm there in Sydney.
I'm still here in Geelong.
Geelong. How's Geelong, Mason? How's Geelong doing?
Oh, Big D sent a snap last night.
How's Big D?
He's full like someone got shot in wit. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
when are we going to get Big D on the podcast? Yes. I think he's got some stories.
Mate.
Can we please get Big D on the podcast?
He has a busy schedule.
He's the most, person.
What does Big D do? Does he deal drugs?
I'm going to have to, I don't know. I can't say anything.
You want to protect Big D's identity?
Oh, that's awesome.
The cops are listening to this and they immediately print out a photo of Big D and put it on a big like board and like, this is our target. This is Big D. He's the center of the whole operation.
Don't even joke about that.
He's the Escobar of Geelong.
Pablo Escobar.
The big dealer.
No, but what's been going on with the rest of you guys? Anything else?
I know got a whip.
Oh yeah, I got a car finally. Because I hate paying $60 a day for Ubers.
Okay.
Red.
What kind of
car? So you bought a car?
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of car?
It's a Nissan Skyline, the R34, but it's not a GTR though, before everybody gets all hyped up.
You should have just said it was a GTR though. That would have been
slap a badge on it, says GTR like all the kids.
GTR's hair are like 150K.
Yeah. Yeah.
Draw GTR in Sharpie. That'd be good. Right on the back, right on the bumper.
The reason why I wanted to get it is because I'm American, and anyone from America knows that grow up playing like Need for Speed and shit like that knows that you can't get the R34 in America. It's like the
I didn't know that.
Fruit. Yeah, it's like the forbidden fruit here in America. So as soon as I came over, I'm like, ooh, these are cheap.
I thought the forbidden fruit in America was Tide Pods.
Okay. I just looked it up because I didn't know what they would look like. So it's one of these like big chinned spoiler cars. Is that what it is?
Wait, big chin.
Yeah, you Thanos can say that. Car. Well, that, you're probably looking at the riced up ones. You'd have to look at what it looks like stock. But
red.
Yeah. I got that. And then yesterday I was out getting like a good sound system put into it. So I had it dropped off at like a speaker shop, and then I was picking it up and my card gets declined because it's like a shitty debit card from like an American bank in the middle of
even though he called the bank before he made this transaction and said, hey, I'm going to be spending this money. Is that going to be okay? And they're like, yeah.
And then they fuck him. I literally even made that joke to Toby while I was on hold. I was like, yeah, this happened before where I called my bank. They're like, yeah, you're fine. And it still gets declined. And then it literally exactly happened.
Right.
Anyways, I tried to pay for it. It got declined. And I told the dude I'd come back the next day. And Swags is like, yeah, you just need to go with like, get Wells Fargo or some shit, man. Get rid of that shitty bank you have. He's like, that shit saved my ass back in Poland. Remember? I got all those charges. And then I woke up the next morning and they were all charged back. And I was like, yeah, that was really good.
I was telling the clerk, I was like, yeah, I fucking went to Poland, went to a strip club, got drugged, and then they pretty much took my money, and then I woke up the next day with like negative 5,000 and then plus 5,000, and I got it all charged back. Yeah. So we got free lap dances and free booze. And he was like,
The clerk was like, yeah, that's really odd. That fucking happened to me too. And we're like, holy shit, no way. And he's like, yeah, I was in Krakow. We're like, Krakow, wait, that's in Poland, right? He's like, yeah. I'm like, holy fuck, what?
It's funny how that place sounds so similar to Crack House.
But yeah, apparently the dude had the exact same thing happened to us in Poland. He went to a strip club and got scammed and shit like that, and his bank saved his ass and charged him back the next day. Oh, damn, and the dude. Fucking kicker was, he was like, yeah, funny thing was, I was supposed to wake up the next morning to go to Auschwitz to see a tour of it.
Which is exactly we were what too. We were doing.
It's exactly no what we way. Were supposed to do.
How old was this guy?
He did not look like he would know who we were.
Wait, is this the clerk at the pool table?
No, I was wondering how old he was.
He was like
upper 20s probably.
Yeah, maybe okay. 20s. Early 30s, late 20s.
Early 30s, late 20s, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I was like, holy shit, what's the odds of that?
His first generation of the getting drugged in Poland generation.
First generation of the slash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
That so, I thought it's just funny that that shit happened.
Did you plug the podcast?
No, because we were there and he knew what he looked like and shit. So.
Oh, true. Yeah. Yeah, you know, you should have just gotten the photo with him and been like, hey, you know, sell this photo in like 50 years. Be worth a lot of money.
Plenty of money, I promise.
Oh!
Plenty of money.
You okay?
You okay there?
No, I just want to say.
Yeah. You could just say it. You don't have to go, like raising your hand or some shit.
I realized why my fucking mic does that shit.
Does what
does
shit?
What shit?
Because it's not clicking. It's when I mute because I'm trying to go, that shit. Because I don't want cunts hearing that. Because, like, listen, ready?
What the fuck? You can't hear shit. We can't hear anything.
You know, I can still see that in your audio track when I go.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right?
It's not me clicking.
So muting it doesn't solve anything.
What would you rather?
What would you rather?
Look, let me set the audio up with some context because Zuckles clearly doesn't care about any of you. All right. So before the podcast started, I know it was telling Zuckles not to browse the internet while we're recording because he suspected he was like slacking off while we were recording the podcast and just looking at memes and shit because he can hear the mouse clicks. So Zuckles has now just come back 40 minutes later. And just suddenly realized the reason that Einut might be hearing clicks in his audio track. And apparently it's because he's trying to mute his mic so he can blow snot everywhere without us hearing.
I'm always sick, dude.
No, I can hear it in the middle of you talking. I hear fucking clicks while you're talking.
What the fuck?
I know.
I do all my browsing before the podcast begins.
Don't fucking lie to me, boy. I know.
I'm not lying, boy.
I can hear you giggling to yourself. I hear you giggling to yourself so fucking much in your audio track. In the like the middle of like the worst time, like the most boring conversation, you'll just be like.
Yeah, it was probably like early podcasts.
I think he just does that listening, and he's a bit of a cheeky dog, as we all know. Another thing Zuckles does is in between laughter or in between sentences, he does this weird thing with his throat where he just makes.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
don't mention it, dude. Oh, I actually sound like a fucking spastic guy.
All right, let me stop.
Jay gets the meme. Yeah.
How's the hair growth going, Mason?
Oh yeah, very well. Yeah.
You matured 30 years.
Fucking brilliant,
dude. I'm wearing it with pride. I feel like I feel like a retired, not retarded, U.S. Marine.
It feels like
retarded.
A retarded U.S. Marine.
I feel retarded. You pull it off. Being a retard, that is. No, but also being bald, you pull it off like you're
He came over the other... His hair's so soft, I got to rub it. It's like at the perfect length or it's like the softest thing ever. So it's like a brand new puppy.
Looks like a bonobo.
How long does it take to grow a full head of hair back?
I mean, it depends how many Weet-Bix you eat.
It's different.
I don't know if that's a fact.
I mean, mate, have you been bald? That's right. That's what I fucking thought. Fuck!
What about... So you eat a lot of Weet-Bix, your hair grows back?
I try to.
He's running the experiment now. There's no facts. He's doing the experiment now.
Will my hair grow back if I eat Weet-Bix? Yeah. He's eaten Weet-Bix for 6 months and his hair grows back. So he concludes, eating Weet-Bix makes your hair grow.
I think it does help.
Isolated variables work in experiments.
I fucking
right?
tried Weet-Bix like a couple days ago.
Yeah, dry.
Yeah, dry Weet-Bix is falling.
Well, here's what I did. I took like I didn't know like the Weet-Bix. I thought it was like a cereal, but it's actually like these compressed bars that you put into a bowl and fucking smack with your spoon until it's like cereal.
No, it's not. That is not at all how you do Weet-Bix.
That's what Mitchell told
Wait,
me.
Wait, how do you do your Weet-Bix?
Trusted Mitchell.
Dude, you put Weet-Bix in a bowl, you cover it in milk, and then you put it in the microwave, and it absorbs all the milk.
I am the most Australian here.
That is, no one's denying that, Mason. No one here is denying that.
I will tell you how Weet-Bix is eaten.
Tell us how Weet-Bix is eaten.
Okay, so you place your designated amount of Weet-Bix in the bowl. Right. And then after that, you pour as much milk as you want in there. But you gotta you gotta put extra because otherwise it will sog up, and then you don't have enough milk in the Weet-Bix. And then you put a bit of sugar on if you feel like it, unless you're a healthy cunt like me. And then you eat it. And that's it.
How many Weet-Bix do you eat per serving? Like at one time, three bricks.
No Dude, comment.
When I was in high school, I used to have like 12 in the morning.
What? Oh,
shit.
Wait, what? How many?
I used to have 12 with yogurt and fruit.
Yep. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's why he's fucking 6 feet tall.
That's insane.
Dude, I'm just imagining Swagger like sitting in a restaurant in public, just like smashing his bowl into his bowl, just going.
That's like
over. He cracks the Weet-Bix over his bald head.
The way that I ate the Weet-Bix was I fucking took the brick and then I poured a cup of fucking soy milk and then I dipped the Weet-Bix in the soy milk and ate it like a cookie.
Yeah, that was actually really
good. It was really good.
Yeah.
I thought it was the way
it's fucking
it.
Wheat.
That sounds fucking disgusting.
It's fucking wheat.
So good. Such a luxurious meal from Australia.
I'm surprised you enjoy it because I would have thought you'd be used to American cereals, which are real sugary.
Only kids eat those things.
No, it's, dude, I have like fucking cornflakes in the morning. Or
cornflakes.
Cheerios.
No. If you want to be a dad, you have to have Raisin Bran Crunch. That's the
difference. Oh, I love Raisin Bran Crunch.
Okay, everyone lay down favorite cereal right now. All right, I know.
Don't judge me, but I don't normally eat cereal, but Cocoa Pebbles.
No way.
Pebbles? What the fuck?
You stupid Pebbles.
It turns to the milk chocolate, and you get milk chocolate at the end. Yeah. It's fucking great. That's the best
thing
like
ever. Are they like
Cocoa Pops?
Are they Cocoa Pops? That's what
it's
kind of
like Rice Krispies, but they're chocolate in a way.
Yeah, it's like chocolate.
We call them Cocoa Pops.
Cocoa Krispies.
Yeah.
What about you, Jay? Favorite cereal?
I like some Rice Bubbles.
Yeah? Rice bubble kind of guy? Mm-hmm. Swagger?
Is this high or sober?
Tell us both.
Either or. I mean, surely they're the same.
No. They're very far from the same. Sober, I like to start my days with a little bit of Raisin Bran or Cheerios with honey on it.
Oh, you're such a dad.
Now, when I'm stoned, I'll take a box of Lucky Charms and I'll dump it out on my table, and then I'll sort all the marshmallows out from the cereal, put the cereal back in the box, and then I'll have a whole bowl of marshmallows.
Oh, that's so cool.
Okay.
I've done that 3 times in 1 week when I lived alone in my house.
No.
Damn. That's depressing.
And the best part is it's keto friendly.
Yo, this is.
What's your favorite cereal?
Tweets on this podcast.
Toby, favorite cereal?
Dude, I wouldn't even know. I can't remember the last time I had cereal.
Yeah, I don't eat cereal either, but just like you must have like some inkling of what's good.
There's something in New Zealand. It's like this, it's like a crunchy thing, but it also has like dried fruit in it. I can't fucking think of it. It's like something crunch.
Sultana brand.
It's like,
or
maybe
something,
it might be like Honey Nut Crunch, but with fruit.
Yeah.
In it.
Crunchy nut.
Crunchy nut.
That stuff's good, but it gets so sickly after a few
spoonfuls.
Yeah,
it's very sugary.
It's No Nut November.
Zuckles, favorite cereal. Wait, you already a Weet-Bix, is it? No?
Bacon and eggs.
That's not
cereal. Fucking cereal.
Doesn't matter. Still counts.
He's got a box. You just shake a box and bacon and eggs just come sliding out of the box.
Still counts.
Oh, boy, my favorite.
Pours milk on it. No,
what
OJ.
Fuck.
Yo, Jay and Mason, you remember when we were in LA stay with the FaZe guys and we were fucking high as fuck off an edible and we were just eating what was it called?
What?
Cinnamon
from the wine glasses.
No, it was apple.
Is it?
No, it was apple jacks. We were eating and just by the fucking glassful because we only had
literally
wine glasses.
You're eating them out of wine glasses.
Dude. Holding them like chalices. They were chalices. They were awesome.
Whenever I think back to that fucking trip, the whole thing is just this crazy blur to me because I was so fucked on edibles the whole time, man.
Dude,
it was crazy.
Every day,
it was
all
so
day.
Wild.
When's the LA trip? Oh.
In LA, I felt like I was 80 years older because my skin was fucking all dry because of the hot weather. Yeah. And I was just, my face was just sagged from being high all the fucking time.
Oh my God.
It was crazy. The Bucks was there as well. Bucks, remember when we fucking stayed up all night with Bucks in the theater room, like waiting for our
Ben and
Jerry's
ice
cream.
And then Keem came in. Keem just came in at like 4 in the morning because he was bored.
It's like the last thing I'd like to see hobbling in when I'm stoned up. That's great, dude. Fucking Keemstar.
Keem is so funny when you're high. Keem is so funny when you're high. Like, if you're stoned and Keemstar is in the room, you're just entertained, man, because he's pacing around fucking like coming up with ideas and shit.
That's so awesome.
He's fucking crazy, man. Zachos, remember when you put your phone on top of the pulled a prank on all of us?
I think I told the story by myself
without you guys being here, but man, that was probably your biggest troll. Your biggest.
I left a trail of strawberries on purpose as a clue, but you didn't even find
and it. Then, yeah, no, but the thing is, you like chopped off. You made it look like you ate the strawberries. Or
I did eat them. I was so high.
You didn't because you took out a plastic bag full of like half-eaten strawberries.
Should we supply any context? To
yeah, this yeah. No, I'll supply some context because some people might not have heard the original episode, and it'll be better to retell it with Jay and Mason being here because I told it by myself last time and didn't really go into it. So we're high as fuck. Mason's real high, dude. He's like, but I think. Yeah, you were high as fuck, but I think you were kind of acting into it a little bit for this prank. Yeah. So, Mason, we're all on the couch. It's me, FaZe Banks, Keemstar. I think, Jay, you were definitely up there, right?
It was just us four and Ryan, I think. Ryan was there?
Ryan was there as well. Yeah, and maybe like one other guy was just like a friend at the FaZe house or whatever. And Zuckles is standing up and we're kind of talking. And then Zuckles just leaves the lounge area all of a sudden and goes away for like a solid 10 minutes. And, you know, like 10 minutes later, he comes back and sits, you know, he starts talking to us as though everything is normal. And eventually Keem is like, "Do you guys fucking hear that? Do you guys fucking hear that music? What the fuck is that music?" And everyone else is just looking at him and they're like, "Oh shit, what is that? What is that music? What the fuck?
Where's that
and
coming from?"
We hear this like faint music in the background. So we all kind of go to the kitchen and we're looking around and it sounds like just someone's playing some tunes through a phone somewhere. And we're kind of all sketched out. And eventually we find out that it's coming from up on the ceiling. So I stand up on the huge kitchen bench and Keem passes me a chair so I can stand on the chair. And I look on top of the fan unit for the oven. And way up top is Zuckles' phone or someone's phone. Was that actually your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was your phone playing fucking music. And I'm like, "Mason, what the fuck? How'd your phone get up here?" And Mason says, "I don't know."
Oh my God.
And everyone freaks out.
Literally everyone was like, "No fucking way. How did that get up there?"
And Keem immediately is like, "Bullshit. Yeah. You fucking put that up there."
Banks is over there like,
Bro, dude.
And Mason is like, "No, I swear to God, I had no idea how that got up there. I didn't do it." And Keem's like, "Look at the fucking strawberries. This guy came over here, ate some strawberries, and put his phone up there to troll us. It's an obvious troll." Mason's like, "I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't put my fucking phone up there."
And Banks and Keem, they're sober, right?
Yeah. And fucking, yeah. And Banks is like getting really mad at fucking Mason. He's getting so, he gets so mad because Mason's been like, just completely straight face, like, "No, it wasn't me. Like, I didn't do it. And Banks knows in the back of his head that he fucking did this shit and it's a big troll. But Mason's actually been so convincing that we're all starting to believe that maybe there's something else going on here. Maybe some supernatural shit just went down. I'm high as fucking an edible. I don't know what's going on. Next thing I know, Banks takes a knife out of the knife rack and goes, "Mason, I swear to God, I'll fucking cut myself if you don't fucking tell me what the fuck's going on right now, bro. You don't tell me what's going on right now, I'll fucking cut myself, bro." And I'm like, "What the fuck, Banks? You can't do that, man. You can't do that shit." Mason's like, I don't know what's going on.
And I don't know if you remember, Fitz, but when Banks started doing that, you literally went around to everyone being like, "Did you see anything? Please tell me you saw something."
I was in full panic. Yeah, like, "Please, we have to say
something." And everyone started blaming.
Yeah, so funny.
Everyone started blaming each other. And Keemstar, Mr. Drama Alert, was like, "Okay, listen. Okay," he had me the whole time. He's like, "Okay, listen. This guy left a trail of strawberries. He left the room." Like, he just knew, bro. He just fucking knew.
He's like deducing the whole thing. He's making it into like a drama filled episode. It was fantastic.
And he's like, "No, he was sitting there. He's like, I love this shit. Like, what the fuck?"
It's like, "Let's get to the fucking bottom of this right now."
Sherlock Keem.
Sherlock Gnomes. Sherlock Gnome.
Sherlock Gnomes.
At some point, Mason changes his act up and he goes, okay, yeah, it was me. It was me. Yeah. But in a way that makes it seem like he's lying just to end the conversation. He's like, no, I didn't.
Right, yeah, it was me.
And Banks is like, that's not fucking good enough, dude. You got to tell me exactly what was going through your fucking mind. And he's like, I did it. I don't know what you want from me. I put the phone up there. That's all that happened. And Banks is like, I don't accept that. And fucking, there's this huge back and forth. And I'm like, I'm just watching this in awe. I'm on another fucking planet while this is going on.
It went for like an hour.
It was so long.
It was like a real life episode of Cluedo. It was amazing. I don't know how it ended, Mason. How that whole sequence end?
I admitted it properly.
Yeah. Banks then basically convinced you to like properly admit it and go through your whole thought process.
No, I was like, it was me, and then I just cackled into laughter. Yeah, that was it. Got my gag.
But just the weirdest things was that there was like half eaten strawberries on the counter. But then you go into the bin and pick up like a plastic bag full of more half eaten strawberries. Like, so you just bit off the ends and spat them into a plastic bag. Such a waste.
That was the main thing that we were confused by.
Strawberries to see if there's needles in it. Since it's
from such a waste.
Mason was so happy that he trolled us. He was so happy.
It was
Banks was like literally furious with you. Afterwards, he was like, you know, tomorrow we're going to get Mason back.
Yeah.
So I think what we'll do is we'll fucking, like, when he's sleeping, we'll get a prostitute and just put him in his bed and tell him to go to the TV or something. He was literally telling me this kind of, like, crazy plan. I was like, yeah, let's fucking do it. That'd be hilarious.
I was freaking out after that. I was like, fuck, what is he going to do?
Yeah, well, Banks didn't tell Mason that. All Banks said to Mason was, Mason, I'm just telling you, at some point on this trip, I'm going to fucking get you really bad, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you so bad.
And I honestly think that was one of the things that made him start thinking that, like, everyone was out to get him. Like, because, I think that was, like, the fucking turning point.
Trick of the paranoia.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Crazy. Wow. Yeah. Sorry if anyone heard the original story, but I think it was worth developing it a little further because it is just such a fucking hilarious situation.
it's absolutely ridiculous. Oh, it's so crazy.
It's hilarious.
We have to go to LA.
We're just going to have a fucked up week on the
Animal Stage. Oh, yes. Yes.
Go together.
Maybe a boys' trip. Maybe a boys' trip.
Yeah.
What do you think would be another good location for a boys' trip that we should all go to?
Japan.
Colorado.
Japan.
Although, Japan. I want to go to Japan,
100%. I want a bubble bath.
My family is going to Japan for Christmas, and I said I'm not going because I want my first time in Japan to be with the Misfits.
It's better to travel on your own to a place like that as well without your family. Although you probably would see more sightseeing stuff with your parents.
I want to learn some
Japanese.
About
sightseeing. I just want to experience it.
I want the experience with the boys first time.
Sure.
But yeah.
Oh, man.
Speaking of the boys together, a different country.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, motherfuckers?
How do you want to do this? How do you want to reveal this little thing?
I don't know. How do you guys want to?
People probably have already been, you know, more or less suspecting that Einut's stay and Swagger's stay in Australia is more permanent than they originally led on.
We've got a project that we've been working on for a long ass fucking time, like a really long time. That is kind of coming a little bit to fruition now.
Let's get a drum roll going. All right? Drum roll, please. It's a house!
What the fuck just happened?
We have a house. We have a house. And me, Einut, Toby, Mason, and Jay are going
and
to be there.
Me.
Yeah, not Fitz.
Dad
yet.
Doesn't want to listen to this.
Basically,
Dad running out on us again.
We we decided ultimately that we wanted to do more together as Misfits. We wanted to travel more. We wanted to go to more of these events more. And it's really fucking hard when Swagger and Einut were living all the way in America and there's travel and shit.
And we just show up stoned every time, you know, it's just not good.
It made sense for them to move to Australia more permanently, or at least for like a period of, you know, to be like living there for months and months, you know, 6 months, a year, whatever the fuck it ends up being. And it also made sense, you know, to for them to live together, I guess, because otherwise,
yeah,
getting separate places. And
easier for the podcast, easier to record.
We can all do the podcast in
content.
The same room. It's it'd be so nice.
Toby, as well as that, we got ourselves a YouTube channel, a group YouTube channel. That's
yeah,
right.
So that's it. That's literally just Misfits on YouTube. We'll probably tweet out a link, but if you don't go on Twitter, just literally look up Misfits on YouTube. There's nothing on it at the moment, but there'll be stuff eventually. So
follow
you know,
us on
subscribe.
Insta and Twitter at Misfits, and the links will be posted there when the first video goes up or whatever. But the podcast, we're going to start posting the podcast on YouTube. We've been trying to figure out how the best way to do that for the longest time is, but we're going to get it sorted out, and there'll also be some other spicy content on there as well, I'm sure. I mean, Toby, you also have been wanting to move out of home for the longest time.
I've been trying to move out of home for, yeah, about probably over a year now.
Yeah, Jay as well has been kind of looking to move away. Mason too. So yeah, I mean, it just kind of makes sense. Melbourne's a hot spot, you know, and
it's like an internet haven, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of where shit's happening in Australia, in this kind of side of the planet, and you know, plenty of people are doing stuff in America, but there's not too many people kind of making moves in the AU region. So I don't know. This kind of made sense. That being said, we don't want to make it out like this is fucking Team 10 or whatever. This no is way. More just like something that made sense, and we're just going to see what kind of
this
happens
is just
with
the
it.
Boys.
Yeah.
It's just the boys.
It's
you know?
Just the boys
so.
In the house.
Yeah, don't expect us to do any like fear pong or anything, you know, too like, you know, corporate, you know.
Whoa. Yeah, no. I mean, we're just going to play it by ear basically and see what the fuck happens with this and be very careful that the boys don't end up hating each other by the end of it. Which has been like my number one concern with the group house day one.
Yeah.
Because you know, obviously living with your friends can sometimes go wrong. But no, I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm not going to be living there, although I do hope to move to Melbourne at some point in the near future. I'll see if that ends up happening. But yeah, we'll just yeah, it's pretty pog. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen, but...
Very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm very
yeah,
excited.
Really,
I mean, we've
yeah,
been
really,
talking about it for so
exciting.
Long. It's so
yeah,
cool
like,
that it's finally
we've been
happening.
Trying to think about it for like, what? It's been over a year now that we've been
it's
like...
It's about a year yeah, since we started thinking about it, and now it's finally happened.
Yeah.
We just didn't want to jump the gun and announce it before we had something confirmed.
Yeah. And, plus, it take a lot of planning. We want to like, not rush into something like that because a lot of shit can go wrong if you rush into something like that. So we wanted to make sure we took our time and did everything properly.
Well,
proper channels.
I think we've all realized either by traveling or by through doing this podcast, how kind of strong this group is, both in terms of how good mates we are, but also in terms of, you know,
how
people,
buff we are.
Yeah. You know, the reaction to this podcast has really been pretty outstanding and not at all what I expected. I did not expect it to become this big this quickly. It's funny. Every time I was playing Battlefield the other day, just talking to my squad, and the guy immediately goes on my team, "Is that Fitz?" "Oh, I was just listening to the podcast." I was just every guy I meet now, whether it's in real life or in game or, you know, whatever, the first thing they bring up is the podcast every time. Yeah, every single time without fail. They always say, "Love the podcast," which is awesome because I love this podcast as well. And I don't know. I'm kind of glad that we're just kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know. We're doing it. We're really out here. We're really doing
some podcasts.
It's working well.
Yeah, it's doing
well. There will be ads on the podcast soon as well. So you guys
money.
At home can look forward to that.
Fog.
Yeah, money.
Yeah, we do actually have to start making some revenue from this thing.
20 episodes in, we still haven't done shit at all.
It's
pretty
normal.
It's hard. Bullshit.
It's hard for us to pay for our $15 billion establishment.
Yeah,
giant plantation.
We have like 7 elevators, man.
Yeah, you know Clout House? It's basically like 10
it's
times
like
bigger
House?
Than that.
Yeah, just way bigger.
It's Misfits Estate.
It's also made out of cardboard and it's scotch tape. But we're making it work.
Yeah.
You
know,
no,
but
I mean,
you know, it makes sense and we're going to stay our scuffed selves and just take this shit slow, but you know, who the fuck knows what's going to happen. The point is the podcast is going real well and it made sense for these guys to move in together because all of them, you know, were wanting to move out and this is just fucking, this happened, man.
And it's going to make things like, you know, us all being in the same time zone is going to be so good recording footage and stuff like that. Like,
dude, just recording the stay podcast. Up till 3 a.m.
Dude, just recording the podcast these last few weeks alone has been so much nicer, like with the times and shit.
We should also inform that we have a secret other project coming out.
What are you talking about?
Do we?
What are you talking about? I guess it is a secret then. Who knows?
The vlog.
You mean the vlog? Doing the house reveal video?
The camping vlog.
Oh, yeah. I got to get that rendered soon.
That's a big project.
It's been like 4 months. I probably should upload that. Hey?
Yes.
So if you've been listening in, you heard the camping trip and all that. Man, the video is something. It's fucking good.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen the latest version of that. I forgot all about that.
I was just doing some fun finishing touches on it. But
it'll be on iNotorious' channel very soon.
Hopefully soon. Get it done.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, that camping trip is hilarious. I'm so glad we did that camping trip. That was such a great bonding experience.
Yeah, it was.
Really the van was pretty warm.
Yeah, it was warm.
Fucking cheaters. They slept in the van.
Yeah. So you guys move into this house tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
right.
We record these things on Thursdays Australian time, Wednesdays American, Friday.
Yeah, so by the time this podcast is out, we will be in the house.
Yeah.
And possibly might also have the video out on the channel. But the Misfits Twitter just for a link to the channel. We should have the house reveal video up probably sometime this weekend, considering everything goes well and we actually get moved into the house.
It might be next week. We don't know.
Could be next week. We're not sure.
Yeah. Point is, shit's finally happening, and I'm part terrified, but also part excited. I'm very interested to see how you guys will fare in a house together, to be honest.
It's going to be really interesting.
I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah. It's good to be.
I'll probably head over at some point.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are heading, the American boys, you're heading home for Christmas. Is that right? Or something?
I'll be going home a week before Christmas, and I'll be back sometime in January.
Are you going to be, you won't be back for New Year's?
No. New Year's I'm spending with my family and friends.
I'll probably be in Melbourne for I don't know. I'd like to come to Melbourne when you're all there sometime, but it kind of sucks cuz I would love to go to New Year's and have a fucking rager of a party, but
next year. Next New Year's.
Shit's crazy. Anybody got any closing notes here, any final little tidbits, any stories, anything from you guys?
I mean, I was walking in the kitchen before with my headset on, blasting Nightcore.
Of course.
I just thought, fuck, I'm going to be doing that in the new house with these guys. Like,
how's your tinnitus?
You guys are going to, it's pretty fucked, but you're going to see a lot of weird shit from me in that house.
Good.
Just big heads up.
I don't think they'd have it any other way, to be honest, mate. I think it's like the entertainment. Who needs Netflix when you got Mason? You just watch.
Thanks.
You get the family around on the couch. You sit Mason down in front of you, and you just fucking watch for a few hours.
No. I had this idea. We have to have us because we're gonna be living in a house together. We have to do. Yeah. We have to start a TV series together. Misfits, the show Misfits, where I got like the name idea from, the TV show. The series Misfits.
Oh yeah. What's that show even about?
It's about British kids getting drunk and high all the time.
Yeah, huh. and they get. I don't.
Sounds familiar.
It's fucking good.
Just Bogan Misfits the show.
Let's just make a TV
smashing.
Show.
You guys got to get those sugar glass bottles and just smash them over each other's heads.
Yeah, that's what
and
I
shit
want
to
do.
Doing kinds of fucked up shit.
Oh my goodness.
We gotta put our fucking brains to the grindstone and fucking go ahead and think of fucked up shit that we could do and make vlogs and all that shit together.
I'm more excited about just fucking making memories and getting stories and stuff and talking about
it'll be
all
so
the
much
fucking
easier
shit
for
we get up to.
Content too. Like the podcast content is going to be so much better too once we all move in.
It's going to be a lot more personal probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like fucking Mason leaving crumbs in the butter or Matt leaving his laundry in or Matt using all the hot water in a 3-hour shower.
Okay, I take one long shower in fucking France and then they lose their shit.
You ever, the bickering's already begun. Do you guys ever think about listening to this podcast when you're 40 or 50 or God knows how old.
No, that's fucking weird. Yeah.
I'll be dead by then, dude.
You ever think about just accumulating these fucking stories and just having like the best kind of 20 or, you know, 20s experience, early 20s experience of your life?
That's the dream, man. That's the dream.
Listening back on the stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll make sure to show my son.
Now don't fucking do any of those things.
Yeah,
okay?
I'll be like, you're never gonna have a life as good as mine in my 20s. You're gonna forever live in my shadow.
Fucking square. You know, there'll come a time when your kid's a teenager and he's acting out and he's saying, "You don't know what it's like to be my age. You're never cool." And then you say, and you just whip out the podcast, give him some headphones, you say, "Listen to this shit, motherfucker." And you watch his eyes just grow in terror. As he
terrible parenting 101.
Yeah. Hey, I think
then you punch him in the head.
I see a project we could do in a long time from now is we make like our own Hangover movie.
Yes.
But it's actually real life.
It's like real, you know, not non-fiction.
We just get really fucked up, and all of us have GoPro or body cameras on, and we just go out for a night. It's a series. Like a docu-series, a week-long bender, and we record the whole thing.
Fuck. Yeah, or in 40 years, we make a How I Met Your Mother, but it's like How I Got Fucked Up With My Friends. How I Met the Misfits, and it's just this long-ass story reenacted by younger actors.
Oh my God.
That's the fucking dream, man.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, anything else?
I think that's good.
Cool. I mean, we're slightly under an hour, but who the fuck cares? The audience can suck it, as far as I'm concerned.
Fuck you, audience.
as far as I'm concerned, I don't even give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck, man. Cool. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Lots of exciting stuff happening. Make sure you check out the Misfits YouTube channel. There won't be any stuff on. I think it's only got 7,000 subs right now, so you might not be able to find it by just plain searching it.
If you search Misfits, it comes up, but you do have to scroll a little bit.
Okay.
But it's just the podcast logo as the picture.
Once the first podcast goes up on it, or a video, or whatever the fuck we decide to post on that motherfucker, I'm sure that it'll be easier to find. And if not, you can always find it via social media at Misfits on Instagram and Twitter. We'll be posting links there. Cool. Thanks for listening, guys. This has been the Misfits podcast, and we'll see you next week for more shenanigans.
Bye.
Later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.